Now on Texans 360, one of the new faces on this team is wide receiver Cecil Shorts. And also one of the guys who doesn't get nearly enough credit or accolades is athletic trainer Jeff Kaplan. Well, they were part of a Play Safe Sports Medicine Summit here at the Houston Methodist Training Center.
So this is an incredibly important event. This is an outreach to the trainers and the coaches and the people who take care of our children. A bunch of different focuses, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to increase awareness about sports safety in general. This is incredibly important. These are our children. And the fact that the Houston Texans, Houston Methodist, and of course General Electric has made the dedication to say this is important and we really want to go out and reach out to the community. The more people who know, the more we enhance their skill set to save for our kids there.
The partnership with Houston Methodist Texas is one of our largest priorities because of the way it allows both of our entities to reach even a broader base. So we do an event similar to this in the past. With this partnership and this collaboration, we can make it a bigger event and we can invite more people, get more speakers, so we get to get the word out on Play Safe and education in the sports medicine field.
Medicine is a constantly changing, evolving field. Preventative medicine is changing as fast as medicine, so it's important for athletic trainers, physical therapists, youth coaches and stuff to always be continually educating themselves and learning the newest research that's out there to protect our youngsters.
We've worked very closely with the NFL, with the Houston Texans, and we're also working very closely with some of the premier academic centers in the world, including Houston Methodist. So it's been quite a great collaboration.
It's awesome just to understand how to take care of your body, how much your body means to you, because ultimately you only have one body and you only live one time. So just learn how to take care of it and have guys and women, athletic trainers, be able to take care of you and tell you what to do in the right process to take care of your body when injuries do occur is huge.
The Houston Texans, especially Houston Texans Sports Medicine Department, is a leader in the field of sports medicine. Houston Methodist and General Electric are both premier leaders in the field of medicine, so it's a great partnership amongst the three of us.
Speaking of playing it safe, you hear a lot about heads-up football in recent years. Well, the Texans had another heads-up football event at the Houston Texans YMCA with original Texan. This is a safety who played in the very first game with the Texans, the win over the Cowboys, Eric Brown.
Today is very important because we're here teaching one of my favorite topics in football, which is tackling, and we're teaching some of the coaches to how to do different drills as far as helping the athletes keep their heads up when they're tackling. It was a nice turnout, nice crowd of coaches who definitely want to learn, and they're definitely thinking about their athletes' safety. So, it was a great turnout.
Great to see Eric Brown involved with that event. Now, this next video could be our best or worst video ever. You decide. Features the dinosaurs from the number one movie in America, Jurassic Park. Just take a look at it.
How old is Usain?
What? I think Usain Bolt's probably going to run a little bit faster with a T-Rex running next to him.
Usain Bolt would definitely be a T-Rex in a race. He doesn't have human characteristics. It's amazing to see how he run.
A T-Rex, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Usain Bolt would be in its dust.
Okay, now are we counting like every step and like the ground might shake? Are we counting that into it or is it even playing field?
Well, I can tell you this. If Usain Bolt had the fear that I would have seeing a T-Rex, I don't know about a race, but I know if he was chasing Usain Bolt, he probably wouldn't catch him.
I think maybe a T-Rex. I think he covers ground pretty quickly.
I'll take Usain Bolt. Just going mathematics here, Drew. 27 miles an hour, Usain Bolt's taking the T-Rex down. He might fall flat on his face because his arms are short and he's top heavy.
Usain Bolt. Number one, he's terrified. Number two, he runs faster than the T-Rex.
You think the Rex will probably eat him halfway through, so That's unfair.
I'm definitely on deck to go on to see that movie. I said early today.
Some of those dinos would do very well at the NFL Scouting Combine. Well, that's going to do it for 360 today. I want to thank everyone who worked on the program. We'll be back with you next week. Have a great week and go Texans.